everybody, and welcome to another episode of I Could Talk Kayfabe. I'm Joe.
I'm Sean.
And we have for you here a magazine that I have flipped through prior to this, and it is quite a clusterfuck of a magazine.
That is pretty much the main definition of this book, because it's a book we've done in the past. It's Wrestling Today.
Wrestling Today, with the today very small in the cross of the G is where the today is.
I also like that the colors they're using here are yellow and hot pink.
Yeah.
More stories, photos, pages than any other wrestling magazine. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing.
No, it's not.
I think it's
there's more text on this cover than any other. It's a clusterfuck to look at. It's a clusterfuck to read. And we're going to talk about it because that's what we do here.
So let's start off here real quick with this cover here, because first of all, Super Sports Series Wrestling Today, okay? And then you have, at the top, you have Ric Flair's Image Problem. By the way, this is from 1988. What month? I don't know. It's just volume 5.
Volume 5, 1988, $2.75, Canada, $3.50.
Well, if it's volume 5, I would assume maybe it's May. So we could say...
Yeah, I don't know.
May 1988. Ric Flair's Image Problem. There's just a picture of Ric Flair in the corner of a ring corner, and it's just a small picture of him. And it looks like he's drunk.
He's drunk and he's bleeding.
He's drunk and bleeding. He's like, brr. Then you have along the side. First of all, this is the thing about this magazine. It's hard to pinpoint what era this is from.
Yeah.
Because the pictures that they use are just like, I guess we had a picture from 1983 and we're going to use it, even though we're talking about 1988. So. And it's great. Yeah, great. I'm glad you have more photos and pages than any other wrestling magazine, but they should actually correspond with the time period you're talking about.
Yeah, because you have Hulk Hogan on the cover, but he's got white trunks, a full head of hair, a black elbow pad, elbow wrapping, I guess, and the ring ropes are gray.
Yeah, where is this?
I don't know.
Is this Japan?
It's either Japan or like... WWWF era ring.
Hulk Hogan even has hair on his legs.
Yeah, he's got hairy legs. I'm thinking it's like, I don't know. And he's wrestling a very hairy individual whose face we cannot see, but he's wearing black trunks.
Right. And so along the side, you have, first of all, you have WrestleMania 4, the matches we would like to see. We would all like to see.
All of us. Everybody.
Me, you, Joe, everyone.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Computer analysis shows Jesse, the body Ventura, the one most likely to defeat Hulk Hogan.
Which, by this magazine, 1988, he was long retired.
Yeah.
Like, not like just retired. He was retired for a solid 4 years by this time.
It doesn't make sense because they're like, oh, I guess he's going to wrestle again. He's never wrestling again.
Yeah.
He's not wrestling again. I always feel like it's these non-apter mags that always are like, is Jesse Ventura going to wrestle again? It's like, no, he's not going to wrestle again, you fucking moron. Superstar Graham, or Superstar Billy Graham, the last hoorah.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. And this being 88, he was taken out of the equation.
Yeah, he's walking around with a cane by 1988.
Yeah, so I guess, yes. Debbie Combs, Sherry Martel's nightmare.
But she's grinning in the photo they have of her.
Nice picture of her.
So she's not really a nightmare.
Here she is, and she's apparently Sherry Martel's nightmare because she's coming for that WWF title, which I believe was already off. No, I think Sherry still had it. But I mean, Jesus Christ! I mean, I don't think she ever wrestled in the WWF, at least as far as I knew. Fans pick the Road Warriors as most exciting.
Okay. Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Special. Magnum TA winning the fight of his life.
He won.
He did win. He's still winning.
Yeah.
I just heard him on an interview. He's still winning.
Good.
Flying Billy Anderson, wrestling's best kept secret.
No, he's not.
And then you have Dusty Rhodes and Tito, and apparently there's pictures in here. So let's take our break.
We'll take our break, and then we will go back and try to sort through this nonsense that is Wrestling Today, 100, giant 100-page issue.
Too many pages.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean. We're here to tell you about our podcast, Worst Collection Ever.
And this is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us.
We have some of the worst comics from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They're bad. They're not worth anything.
No good.
Why do we own them? I own a number of issues of Terror Inc. and Guy Gardner.
Basically, we go around to local comic book stores and we buy everything we can out of dollar boxes.
We tell you about the weird stuff in them. We tell you about stuff that's related to them. We go into tangents and we're very uninformed. So,
oh my God, totally. But totally check out our podcast because you'll hear us just talk and joke about Marvel books and DC books from God only knows when.
That's right. It's our show, Worst Collection Ever, every Tuesday on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. Download, rate, subscribe, tell a friend.
It'll be good and terrible, but good.
And we are back with Wrestling Today, Volume 5 of 1988.
Many volumes. Okay, just right off the bat, here's the problem I have with these books. You know, this book in particular is like, you're trying to figure out like what era these are from, and you open the inside cover, and right off the bat, it's a picture of Rick Martel. No label, by the way. It doesn't even say, I don't even know, you know, it doesn't say.
Right there on the next page.
How am I supposed to see that? Okay. The Rick Martel is written on the
opposite lower part of the page.
Not even on the actual picture itself.
Yeah.
And it's a picture from clearly from 1980. We're in 1988. This is clearly a picture of 1980 because you got fucking, what's his face, Pedro Morales in the background.
Yeah.
So, you can call the Von Erichs over the World Class Championship Wrestling Hotline, the Von Erichs over America Tour.
They have a 900 number, and you can have interviews with top wrestling stars, television information, ratings, special events. And don't forget special tour information.
They never went anywhere other than Texas.
I was going to say, I thought, like, I knew that they had, they toured Israel once or twice because they were kind of popular in Israel for whatever reason. But yeah, I don't think they ever went outside of Texas.
1-900-660-WCCW.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
$1.50 a minute.
Oh, no, thanks. All right, so this is one of these. What is this from? This is a Loose Hottie joint.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is from those guys, Tiger Press. So this is not our George Neapolitano deals. Who, by the way, I didn't realize was on Twitter.
Yeah, I follow him.
I found him.
Yeah.
So there's just a lot of text in here, and we got our. I love that their hotline, their tag is all the news that's fit to print and then some.
Oh.
And just.
They have a Lex Luger photo.
But it's not even news. A lot of it is like occasionally they'll be like, hey, here's a. People, you know, here's a thing about people in the. Here are people in different promotions. And then they just ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
A lot of it's like. It's like, most popular wrestler is Randy Savage. Also, how about Rick Martel? Why isn't he some sort of champion with all his talent? Like,
well, they make a good point, but no.
I mean, it's a good point, but why would you get just report on things? And they're like,
wasn't Rick Martel the tag champ by the time this came out, though, with Tito Santana?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Yeah.
He was never a singles champ, though.
No.
At least not WWF.
No.
And WCW had the TV belt.
He sure did.
He did a good job.
It was
with that.
An amazing run.
He got the TV belt in WCW, and I remember him being super over, but I don't understand why. He was just really over. He looked in great shape though. He was in good shape. He got hurt though, like in that one match, and that was it for him.
That was it, like forever.
He got hurt in a match at a Super Brawl, the 98. He came back in the match against Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray dropped him on his neck, and that was it for him.
Yeah.
And that sucks. So, but shout out to Rick Martel in the late 90s, man. It's actually pretty good stuff if you can find it. Carlos Colon tearing up the competition, the Caribbean competition. Colon seems to get better and better. How about Ivan Putski? This guy has been around a long time, but could still go with the best of them. And this isn't news. This is not.
No, they're just news. Like. Naming off wrestlers.
And there's pictures from like 1986.
Yeah, like Cousin Luke.
Well, this picture is clearly like early WWF picture of Hercules.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't...
Yeah, they still call him Hercules Hernandez, and he was just strictly Hercules with a chain by then.
Well, check this out. Hercules Hernandez showing tremendous improvement as of late. He's a young, strong, and big. A little more fine-tuning, and Hercules could dominate the sport in the 90s.
No.
No. He didn't even make it out of the 90s, I don't think. Did he? Did he pass away in like 99, or was it?
No, I think it was later on in life than that.
Was it later?
2000s, yeah.
Shout out to Ted Arcidi.
Yeah.
Making an appearance.
Looking really good in that photo. Holy cow.
Yeah, he looks, that's
really jacked.
Super jacked.
Yeah.
Although he's only wearing like, he's not really wearing like wrestling clothes. He's just kind of wearing like, I was like, I just got done working out clothes.
Yeah.
He
can wear whatever he wants.
I know.
He's looking good.
You can have Billy Jack Haynes, you can have Hercules Hernandez, and you can have Lex Lugar, and you can have Ted Arcidi. Inside the squared circle, my vote for the most powerful wrestler goes to Don Morocco.
I think you're mistaken.
The guy is outrageously strong. Outrageously strong! Also, this Don Morocco you speak of is not real because you're spelling it the wrong way. So I'd assume it is not the it is a different person you're making up.
Oh, they're spelling it like the country?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, this is the magazine. They spelled this like the country. They spell Morocco.
Mr. Fuji with a G.
Which is incorrect.
Yeah.
Why even show a picture of Ted Arcidi if you're just going to put him down?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Because they probably just like, we have this photo laying around. We got to use it. So.
We have to use this Ted Arcidi photo. We must. We absolutely must. And then we have our ratings. Here, let's just go.
Top 50. Look at that.
That's too many to go through.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense because
Ric Flair's like number 7.
Well, okay, here's well, Ric Flair's number 7. Okay, here's the we'll just go through these here real quick. But Hulk Hogan's number 1 and Randy Savage is number 2. Kerry Von Erich number 3. Okay, fine. Number 4 is Road Warrior Animal. And then followed by Andre, Ronnie Garvin, Ric Flair, and then Hawk, Luger, and Steamboat. How the hell does Road Warrior Animal get higher than Flair? Like, he's, I mean, if you're saying he's a part of it as a tag champion, sure. But then, as a singles wrestler, I don't know. I call shenanigans on this list.
This list is bogus.
Well, first of all, this list is definitely bogus because they spell all the names wrong. Mm-hmm. And then you get down to the final 10. You got Billy Graham, Nick Bockwinkle, Arn Anderson, Raymond Ragu.
Raven Ragu.
They have butchered that. That is a butchering.
Yeah.
And also, my favorite wrestler of all time, B. Brian Smash. Followed by Abdullah the Butcher, Tom Zink, Bob Orton Jr., George Steele, and Tony Atlas. Get out of here, B. Brian Smash. Actually, I would love to see B. Brian Smash. All right. Superstar Graham, the last hoorah. Courageously fighting his way back from a debilitating hip injury that required surgery. Graham is on the comeback trail. How far he goes is anybody's guess. Well, he didn't go very far.
He appeared in the Pile Driver, the album music video.
He did. Do you remember? I remember distinctly from that video, and I haven't watched it in a long time, but I remember there's a moment where Billy Jack Haynes is eating an apple and he bites into it and he drops it because he sees a babe.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It was just they were like construction workers and there was a bunch of babes walking around.
I think Bam Bam's in there. Yeah. They're all in there. He's in, obviously Billy Graham's in there.
Yeah. Vince is in there.
Oh, Vince is definitely in there.
Yeah. Hogan.
I'm going to go back and watch that video after we're done here.
Yeah.
I need to relive that. But, Billy Graham, you know, he is, Billy Graham, I wish he wasn't on the outs with all the companies. Because I wish you could appear in a video game. I don't know why. I'd rather have Billy Graham than Bruno Sammartino in my game.
Yeah, I'd rather have Billy Graham than two different versions of Edge. That's for sure.
Yeah, replace one of those Edges with Billy Graham and Kung Fu Billy Graham if you can, please. Yeah.
I don't need a 2000 Big Show. Give me a Billy Graham.
Give me a Billy Graham. Give me a Stan Hansen. How did they miss that?
Yeah.
They had the opportunity to put a Stan Hansen in the game because why else are you going to induct him to the Hall of Fame? And they fucking didn't. And God, so disappointed in you, 2K.
I'm so disappointed for other reasons.
Well, yeah, that's one of the list of many.
I'm ready to take our video of our review of it down because like my feelings towards it have gotten worse since then.
Did we do it on a video?
I uploaded it on YouTube with gameplay footage.
Okay.
And like, so if you go back and listen to our review of the podcast review of that game, we kind of recommend it.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I'm at the point where like, I don't recommend it. Fuck that game.
It's pretty, it's pretty run of the mill.
Yeah.
It doesn't really have much going for it. I'll probably play it again probably later this year when the new game comes out because I'm a glutton for punishment. But, you know, at that point, because what's nice though is that the final DLC pack is out.
Yeah, which I haven't downloaded yet.
And I'm only in it just to see what's up with the Rock and Roll.
Yeah, Express. That's why I really want to see that.
I can care less about what else is there. The Hardys. I mean, Hardys, whatever. They've been in the games before a long time ago.
Beth Phoenix.
I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's not really anything that exciting. So, but I am. And what's a kind of a bummer is that, at least from the game standpoint, next year, the Hall of Fame, apparently, the rumors are Bam Bam Bigelow, Dudley's, Ivory, and Kid Rock, and Goldberg, obviously, mm-hmm. is in there. So if we're talking about video game stuff, we're not really getting anything that hasn't already been there before.
Yeah, it's all been, I mean, we'll get Ivory, big deal.
Ivory was in there 2 years ago because but then here's the thing. I don't understand why they don't do this. Why they didn't do this year is they do the Hall of Fame stuff. And this is what I was expecting they were going to do with the Rock and Roll Express and be like, oh, well, they're going to wrestle so and so. So we'll put all these people in this game.
Yeah.
And so we could have gotten like, you know, a Doom, them versus Doom from Great Record Bash 90 or any Midnight Express match or any just something. And we didn't get anything. We just got them in the thing and you just have to use them. And that I hope they go back to that idea of just.
I might skip next year.
No, you won't.
Not going to lie.
No, you won't. We'll be talking about next year.
I might skip it.
No, we don't. I don't believe you 1 second.
Yeah, I might.
Well, I do. You do have conviction. You do have certain convictions that you have proven me to.
Yeah.
I feel like there's things that you're like, I'm not going to do it, and then you didn't do it. I can't think of those things now, but I feel they exist.
Their roster would have to be very, very impressive, like with DLC and old guys, for me to justify buying it.
Well, here's the thing. Why can't you this year? The theme would be 25 years of Raw. Maybe they'll do that.
Yeah, maybe.
And I think there's a lot you can choose
from. I want a Damian Demento.
I want it. Yes, I did. Yeah. Because you want the main event.
Yeah.
Damian Demento, actually, shit. I would buy that as a special download.
Sure.
I would pre-order that. So.
I want him. I would want Yokozuna versus Coco Beware.
Steiners. Against Dwayne Hardy and Barry Hardy and Dwayne Gill.
Yeah.
And then
Shawn Michaels wrestled somebody.
Max Moon,
yeah.
The Max Moon's out. The outfit's already in.
Yeah, the outfit's in there.
I don't know. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Give me Rob Bartlett. I want him sitting at the desk of Rob Bartlett and Vince and Macho Man.
Yeah, I like it.
Don't worry about the commentary because I was muted anyway. So,
anyways, this Billy Graham story. Basically, it's just like he can come back, but there's no pictures of him actually. Currently wrestling?
No, it's all old pictures.
It's all archive footage.
One with him with the belt.
There's one with him with the championship, the WWF championship belt. Yeah,
and then there's a couple where there's one where he's getting an arm ringer as Kung Fu Billy Graham.
Nowadays, superstar relies on martial expertise and ring savvy sand top while he's in an arm lock, not using any of those things.
No.
And there's a picture of him with Mike Graham all bloody.
That's how I like my Mike Graham, bloody.
R.I.P. Mike Graham. He's another guy that's like, that's a kind of like a list of like guy wrestlers you didn't know about passed away.
That'll be in our top 10 videos. Top 10 guys you didn't realize are dead. Or maybe top 10 guys you didn't realize are still alive. There you go. I just made two lists.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah.
We're going to get so many hits.
Yeah.
And then they just show a picture of Bruno randomly.
Yeah. Like, because that was probably one of his best rivals.
Well, that's what they're saying. It was like Bruno was one of the Graham's best rivals, he said. And I'm like,
well. You know, I would take Billy Graham over Bruno. It's funny because you know that Bruno Sammartino DVD that they came out with like 10 years ago or whatever? Uh-huh. So I found it at a Goodwill for like $2 and I had it in my hand and I was like, nah. And I put it back.
Good choice.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to watch it, but I know you probably own it. And
I don't own it.
Oh, you don't own it?
I haven't bought a wrestling DVD, I think, since the Paul Heyman one. And I have that on Blu-ray, and that's
it. But because that video was so old, I figured you owned it.
No, you know, I'm surprised I didn't buy it myself. I was actually in, when I was at Amoeba Records recently, they have an interesting selection of wrestling DVDs.
Yeah.
They have all this WWF stuff, WWE stuff, obviously. But they also have, like, these random collections of, like, Portland and, like, Texas, you know, Southwest championship. Oh, I'll have
to go check it out. Yeah.
You should, actually. Yeah. I have one of them that I bought, but some of the other ones I was just like, I didn't really know if I wanted to get it.
Because I bought my UWF DVDs from there, so I know that they were...
What, like the Herb Abrams ones?
No, the Bill Watts ones.
Oh, I have,
when they came out with those ones, yeah.
I have one of those,
that's
too.
That's where I got mine, at Amoeba.
Might have sold it, but yeah. No, I bought one, and I think there's a few other volumes. And there's some. You should check it out, because there's some interesting selections of stuff in there that I didn't realize were existing, and stuff that's obviously not on the network. But the thing about it is that you can just find that stuff on YouTube now.
Yeah.
But Killer Khan, here he is. 15-year veteran. First of all, they spell Khan K-A-H-N.
Yeah, that's not correct.
That's not correct. But they also spell Mr. Fuji wrong, and that's just unforgivable.
Yeah, it's been misspelled all issue.
That means that somebody whoever edits this magazine either 100% believes that that's how you spell Mr. Fuji, because that's how you pronounce, that's how it sounds, or he's seen it, he knows that they spell it correctly, but he doesn't care.
I think it's the latter.
You think he just doesn't care?
He doesn't care.
He's just like, I don't care. It's just going to be like this, and you're going to have to deal with it. But
and it's like Killer Khan, and he's like leaning against the ropes. This photo is terrible.
Yeah, it's a very overexposed photo.
Overexposed. He's squinting.
He's the personification of fear, but you can bear. He's just basically him looking tired.
Yeah.
Here's this picture of him beating somebody up, and it looks like he's eating the ropes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dick Worley. All right. And here he is, personification of fear, taking a moment to pose with Angelo Mosca. I always like these photos of just two guys shaking hands, looking like they just got caught shaking hands. But basically, it's just, you know, watch out for Killer Khan.
He's got some sweet flip flops on in that photo too.
He sure does.
Yeah.
Killer Khan apparently has a dope ass restaurant in Tokyo that you can go to.
That sounds amazing.
I want to go.
Bucket list.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Because I want to go to Tokyo anyway, so I'll go to Killer Khan's restaurant.
I think you go Tokyo Dome, you do some New Japan, and then you go hang out with him at his get some sake and some steak.
And maybe you'll see some of the guys from New Japan there.
Hell yeah, that's where I would hang out.
Yeah.
But apparently, so again, the time frame for this is way off, because Killer Khan, pretty much, was only in the WWF, and it was only really relevant, and at least in mainstream wrestling, and at least as far as being attached to Mr. Fuji, for like, what? It was like between, it was after WrestleMania 3, but like through, I think that through up until Survivor Series. Because I feel like if he was around during Survivor Series, he would have been in that. He had a good run against Hogan, apparently. You have to go back and watch Killer Khan matches. I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something.
Mm-hmm.
But am I?
I mean, I know he had that feud with Andre and he broke his leg, but...
No,
I mean,
Andre broke his leg because he got out of bed wrong. That's why he broke it.
But other than that, I don't know anything about Killer Khan.
He never had a WWF action figure.
No, he was on the trading cards. There's some trading cards of him, but no figure.
That trading card set is a very good set.
Yeah.
A lot of good names in there. Pretty much everybody gets in there. I like it. Matches we would all like to see at WrestleMania 4.
Everybody would like to see these matches.
Everybody. Everyone all
listening,
of us.
Everybody in the world.
You know, all my family members.
Anyone you've ever known, because these are the matches we want to see.
Yeah. So, and right off the bat, we have a picture of Road Warrior Hawk wearing, actually, I think the coolest, it looks like basically it's just a leather vest with giant spikes.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's not the shoulder pads.
No.
I almost like it better.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I love this outfit.
But the main one that they're pushing here is Hulk Hogan versus Roddy Piper in the main event in a cage match.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
No, and why would it?
Because Piper was already not only face, but he was gone by the time he was out filming They Live.
Yeah. Yeah, he was already gone. And then as we're going through here, we see... Let's see. Okay, first one. Here's six matches we'd like to see in WrestleMania 4. Okay. Maybe I jumped a gun on the other one, but mm-hmm. they seem to push that. Demolition, Inc.
Demolition, Inc.
Demolition, Inc. Incorporated. They are a corporation managed by Mr. Fuji and Johnny Valiant.
Mr. Fuji with a G.
Mr. Fuggy. Demolition, Inc. and versus the Road Warriors. How we would love to see this match. We must absolutely see this match. And their prediction is the Road Warriors would demolish Demolition, Inc. Why are they committing to Demolition? They say it like a bunch of times here. It's a typo.
Demolition, Inc.
Was that ever like a thing?
No.
Was there here comes the Smash, or here comes the Axe, here comes the Businessman, or whatever. I don't know. Here comes the Lawyer.
Here comes the Accountant. Demolition, Inc.
Only way it would be Demolition, Inc. is if Mike Rotundo as IRS was a part of it and he wore spike suspenders as spike tie. That's the only way I would accept that.
Oh, my God.
This is the goofiest magazine. Okay, here's one. Number two. This is what we all want to see at WrestleMania 4. Andre the Giant versus Paul Orndorff. I don't think that's ever been a match.
No, I would like to see that, actually.
It's an interesting pairing.
Because they talk about how both of those guys turned on Hulk Hogan. So, like, have the Battle of the Turncoats.
Battle of the Turncoats to see who hates Hogan more.
Yeah, I guess so.
I kind of like that. Andre would win pinfall by 10 minutes, probably by laying down on him. Paul Orndorff would miss a boogie-woogie elbow, and Andre would sit on him. Here we go, number three.
Speaking of boogie-woogie, so Lauren and I, we were at dinner.
Oh, you saw a boogie-woogie man, Jimmy Valiant? Nice.
But we saw a guy with the long bleach blonde hair and the long beard. It looked just like Boogie Woogie Man. But
I bet it was him.
No, it wasn't. It was like, this guy was like in his 20s. It was like a hipster.
Oh, okay.
But like, he looked just like him. And it was so funny. I couldn't stop laughing at him. I
bet it was his son. His son's out here trying to make it in Hollywood. It's like, Dad, I'm going to go and be Boogie Woogie.
Because you could tell the hair was star. Because the hair was so bleached. It was so long and bleached.
But he had the beard?
And he had the beard, too.
How about that?
It was so funny. I wanted to tell him he looked like Jimmy Valiant, but Lauren was with me.
Oh, you should have did it anyways.
Yeah.
Should have been like, hey, send that guy. You should have ordered something for his table and just be like, hey, tell that guy, this is for Jimmy Valiant over there. And then just be like... And he looks over at your table and you're like, whatever Boogie Woogie says. I don't know. Jimmy Valiant, man. That guy's... It's watching him wrestle in the 80s is something else.
Watching him wrestle today is still a thing, if you believe it or not. He wrestles like in that Southeast Kentucky promotion that I watch their YouTube videos of.
Oh, he's still there?
Yeah.
I think his goal is he's trying to wrestle like in every decade ever.
Yeah.
And which he has accomplished, apparently. And... he's got to be like, what, 70, like mid-70s?
Yeah,
least,
easily
right?
mid-70s. Yeah.
Wrestles you still alive, Jimmy Valiant, number three.
Defying all odds, by the way.
Defying all odds. I remember just reading like those rumors about him. He's like, he eats meth like rock candy. He has a tattoo on his head.
Yeah.
Like just across his skull. Like it's just like, and I think one of my favorite Jimmy Valiant memories was there was this shitball video, a DVD they released back in like the early 2000s of like, remember how like they would have like Jimmy Valiant, or not Jimmy Valiant, but they would have like those DVDs that'd be like Steve Austin and it's like all those USWA shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I have a couple of those.
Yeah. Just like these random shitball DVDs. And they had one of these where Jimmy Valiant apparently was wrestling on one of them. And the guy who's hosting the video is like in a different thing and he's doing like a green screen thing. And you obviously he's referring to like, you know, a video that's on a screen that's obviously being edited in post. And one of them is a video of Jimmy Valiant, you know, cutting a promo, being like, oh, yeah, Daddy. You know, but it's a Jimmy Valiant, like, of that day. So he looks, you know, rough as shit. And the guy's like, he's like, Jimmy Valiant, you look great. You sound great. And we can't wait to see you back in the ring. And I'm like, that's always stuck with me. But number three, Sergeant Slaughter versus Hacksaw Jim Duggan. We got that match eventually.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
I don't know if that's this is just basically just taking people, like just taking. It's basically like when you're 8 years old when this magazine came out, like when you and I would just be like, yeah, it would be cool if this guy wrestled this guy and this guy wrestled this guy. That should be WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was not WrestleMania. That did not happen at WrestleMania.
That headlined the Niagara Falls Convention Center in a boot camp match. I saw that match.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Was it WrestleMania material?
It was, I don't remember it being WrestleMania material. I'm trying to think of who ended up headlining that show. I think it was the Rockers and the Big Boss Man against somebody in the six-man tag. I think ended up being whomever. I don't know.
This ends in a double disqualification because the Iron Sheik runs in.
Oh.
But he isn't sure who to help. He's going to help Dan Maroney. Excellent, excellent question, Dan Maroney. Big John Studd versus King Kong Bundy. Former tag team partners. Determine off who the real giant is.
Now that you put that out there, that actually would be a cool match to see. Like, not watch, but to see.
I think, too, if that's a match that probably should have happened at WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
If they could have kept everybody in order, like, because obviously Studd was already gone by then. John Studd, people remember him as a wrestler, I think, way too fondly. Because he came up in that era. That's another thing where he was only in the WWF for like a few years. He wasn't in there by today's standards, he would have been forever. But he was only around for like 4 years. And he was just in a part of the Rock and Wrestling. But everybody's like, man, he was one of the greats. Was he?
No, I don't think he was all that great. He's in the Hall of Fame though, isn't he? Yeah, they inducted it. I remember his son took the award on his behalf because he was already dead by then.
Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah.
He had bad Hodgkin's.
Yeah, he had bad Hodgkin's. He also had liver cancer, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had a bunch of stuff going
Double
on.
Double whammy.
Number 5, Adrian Adonis versus Honky Tonk Man because they're both strange. And so let's put them in a loser leave town match.
That's a stupid idea.
Yeah, well, did he? No, Adrian was still alive at WrestleMania 4. He could have made this booking.
Not that he was in AWA by then, I think.
Not that you'd want to see this match.
No, I wouldn't.
I mean,
I don't think Honky would want to see that match either.
Honky. Adrian Adonis, though, I mean, it sucks because if this was maybe early Honky and young Adrian, I'd watch it. Because I'd be up for that. Yeah. That'd be a good match because young Adrian Adonis, actually, even Adrian Adonis, even when he was at his most girthiest, he was quite good. He was still really good.
Yeah.
Like, he could still move. He could still bump and everything like that. Like, WrestleMania, watching the match WrestleMania 3, like, he moves really quickly for a big guy.
Yeah.
Like, him and Piper, like, it's not the best match, but Adrian is just putting it all out there, man.
I guess, like, Piper and Adrian Adonis in real life were, like, really close, really good friends.
True. And they're probably just happy to work with
each other. I guess Hogan and Adrian Adonis were good friends, too, so.
Why would they be friends?
No, I'm just saying, I guess like that, like you don't think like that, oh, Adrian Adonis would be friends with like these guys, but he was. He was a good buddy of Hogan's.
So. He's very much respected.
Yeah.
Actually, now that I think about it, he was very, like, he was a good worker, you know, and yeah, he gained a lot of weight and everything like that, but I feel like a lot of people like regarded him pretty well.
Yeah.
So, reminds me of one of my... My favorite wrestling rumor—not my favorite, but just a ridiculous wrestling rumor. Did you hear about him and the Bushwhackers? About Adrian and the Bushwhackers?
No.
Which apparently, Adrian Adonis was in the shower, and one of the Bushwhackers went up to him and put his mouth on Adrian's penis and said, "Blew your gimmick, mate." Which, not accurate because the Bushwhackers didn't show up until 89 and Adrian was already dead. So
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they did it at, maybe it was a grave thing. I don't know. And here are our main event. 5 matches at WrestleMania. Well, I'm sorry, 6. They misnumbered this here because this magazine sucks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So yeah, this magazine sucks. Number 6. 6 match WrestleMania. What is this? What are we in, like, in the modern era here? Hulk Hogan versus Roddy Piper in a cage match. Prediction, Hogan wins the cage match, but the war is far from over.
Oh, okay, that's good, yeah.
Well, they have to have the war to settle the score.
This is, so, And I love how they just have a random photo of Wendy Richter and Cyndi Lauper. And it says, Wendy Richter and Cyndi Lauper were a part of WrestleMania 1.
Because they have to use these photos. They have to. That's all they got. The fans speak. Question, who's the most exciting wrestler in the sport today? Answer, the Road Warriors. They didn't answer that question properly. They named two people instead of one.
Yeah.
And here's the reverse photo. I think this is like the reverse picture of that same Hawk photo.
Yeah, it definitely is. They're double dipping on the Hawk photos.
Where was
the Hawk in the leather vest?
That was over here, wasn't it?
It's towards the beginning.
I want to see that again. Yeah. It's the same photo.
Yeah, it's the same
The same exact photo, but just reversed.
Yeah.
So, which, I'm not going to lie, it's a great photo.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I don't know which one's the real one and which is the reverse.
Which is the real. Yeah. They're the most exciting wrestler. Wrestling fans didn't differentiate between Hawk and the animal and the Hawk.
No, the Hawk.
The Hawk.
Like, just like the Sting.
The Sting and the SummerSlam. Finishing second to the action-packed tandem is Ricky Steamboat. I don't know if Ricky Steamboat's that exciting. Well, apparently the rankings went Road Warriors, Steamboat, Rock and Roll Express, Hulk Hogan, and Randy Savage. So, according to the Wrestling Today's readers, all 20 of them, all 20 crazy people that probably live in New York, in the tri-state area, they believe that the Road Warriors are the best. Ric Flair's image problem, the hardest battle seems to be casting an image of invincibility. He just doesn't give that confident look of winning every time he steps into the ring. I beg to differ.
Yeah, what are they talking about?
We're talking about Ric Flair here.
We're talking about Ric Flair 1988. We're not talking about Ric Flair like 2018.
Yeah.
Like, no, you guys are wrong.
No, this is just picking on them because, so they're like, well, for instance, Hulk Hogan enters the ring against his opponent. No matter who his opponent will be, wrestling fans do not really expect to see the title change hands. Hulk sure may have a few close calls, but no one anticipates Harley Race or One Man Gang taking the title from Hogan.
I disagree. I think Harley Race would take the title.
Harley Race would whoop his ass.
Yeah. One Man Gang would whoop his ass, too.
Butch Reed would have whooped his ass.
Yeah.
Actually, everybody would have whooped Hogan's ass. Because if you're talking about pure wrestlers, I mean, maybe the only person that Dino Bravo wouldn't have had a shot. But Harley Race? Hell yeah. But no, Flair wears his things. I like this photo here. They're just like, it's just this random photo of like a really close up photo of Flair like hanging from the outside railing, trying to hold himself up. It looks like he's taking a shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Looks like he's in a lot of pain.
There's a lot of pictures of him getting just bloody laying here. This actually is not a bad photo.
A cool photo.
That is a cool photo of just nice on the mat. Like you put the lens on the mat, you get the picture of Flair laying there.
I like the random quote, Nikita Koloff, Flair's been lucky.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and apparently because you can't see Nikita Koloff here, but he got beat up by him. Battered and bloodied, Flair lays prone after a brutal beating by Nikita Koloff. Well, he could show us Nikita. So.
Then there's two different photos of Ric Flair giving somebody like an arm wringer.
Well, I think this is Magnum and this is Harley Race.
Yeah.
I like these random quotes though, because they have one, they're just like making these, I mean, obviously they're making these quotes up, but they're not very good quotes. They're just like, Tully Blanchard says, give the man some credit. Lex Luger says he just keeps getting better and better. Dusty Rhodes, Flair can be beaten. Nikita Koloff, Flair's been lucky. That belt is mine.
I think they're taking excerpts, whatever the word is, from interviews, from promos.
Probably from PWI.
Yeah.
Hart Foundation, I only see Bret Hart.
Only Bret.
Picture.
Yeah.
Al Madrill, this will sell some photos. Yeah, look at her. Al Madrill. That's a nice jacket.
That's a sweet jacket.
That's a sweet ring jacket. That's a
sweet mustache, too.
Yeah, Al Madrill, apparently, if you see him today, he will not acknowledge that he was a wrestler.
Oh, cool.
He is that detached from the business. If you were like, hey, Al Madrill, I heard you used to wrestle, he'd be like, fuck off. So.
But fuck off. Want to buy a flower? He'd be selling flowers on the road, I could see.
We used to have the Fiesta Garden. He used to have a little garden when he was in Portland. we would sell those flowers. Debbie Combs, Sherry Martel's nightmare.
This is the most press Debbie Combs ever got.
Literally.
Like, I didn't realize she had enough matches to have this photo shoot. Like, she's got Sherry Martel on a surfboard.
That's not Sherry Martel, but...
Oh, it's not?
Might as well be.
Oh.
Despina Montaga. I do like this picture here where apparently Sherry, this is Amy Schumer has wrestled.
Oh, yeah. Looks just like her.
Like Amy Schumer. But yeah, we're talking about the Debbie Combs. She is a big deal. And I like how so they do the continuation thing in this book just for this particular this story. So it goes from like page 49 to page 98. It just goes to the back. And then, which, by the way, is opposite of a photo of Billy Jack Haynes.
Out of focus photo.
Out of focus photo of Billy Jack Haynes, clearly from.
He's wearing a cast.
Yeah, I think it's from like the NWA ones too, because that's when he's wearing black tights. And it has that same thing. I can't. Oh, God. Such a bad thing.
This magazine sucks.
This is a bad layout.
Yeah.
Apparently, Debbie Combs does stage work. So there she is. Good for Debbie Combs. She must be very proud of this book. I do like this photo here of the Road Warriors just sitting here. It's like in the middle. You have this big photo of the Road Warriors. It's not color. But I like it. What appears to be that. So they're sitting down on some chairs. And it looks like they're like talking about their moves. It's like Animal's like, I'm going to give a guy a clothesline. And Hawk's like, I'm going to punch him. It's kind of cool. Computer analysis. This is a hoot. Computer analysis. Wrestler most likely to defeat Hulk Hogan is Jesse the Body Ventura. Not only was the result a surprise, but so was his chances. Ventura finished with a final rating of 85%.
I'm assuming they're just going to say he would win because he was well-rested, because he hadn't wrestled in like 4 years at this point. So,
did he just like stop? I mean, he stopped wrestling because he had blood clots. But did he just like not think? Did he get better?
I mean, I think he got better, but like once you get like a blood clot, I think like in your lung, that was it. Like you're done.
I mean, that's got to be really, that's bad news.
Yeah, I think it was beyond his control. It wasn't like he chose to retire. I think like you know, some athletic commission was like, no, you can't wrestle anymore. You're done.
I feel like he wrestled, but then he stopped wrestling, but then he came back a few times, I think, like in 85. Like, he wrestled on that one Saturday night's main event. And it was, like, it's just a. But he didn't wrestle after that. Like, I think it was, like, he didn't wrestle at all in 86. Like, that was it. But. I don't know. But yeah, we're talking about Hogan. A lot of old shots of Hogan here.
Mm hmm.
And then you have. I like this picture. They're talking about all his competitors, but they have, like, old Andre picture. They had the oldest picture of. Ted DiBiase they can find.
Oh, geez, he doesn't even have a beard. I didn't even realize that was Ted DiBiase.
Ted DiBiase is given only a fair chance against Hogan.
Wow.
Because, because he's from 1979. He's not as good of a wrestler as he was now. I am confused. Ventura says, I chew him up and spit him out.
I don't think he ever said that.
No, he didn't. Also, one of those driving me crazy here. Look at this text. It is left indent across the way, which is not how you print things. I don't understand.
I'm looking at it upside down. I gotta
look at that.
That's weird.
How could you put out anything like this? Anyway, Don Morocco. Oh, they spelled Don Morocco with only one C here. They misspelled his fake name. So, Dusty Rhodes, a photo essay. I do want to say here, there's some badass photos in this.
Yeah, this one right here, particularly.
This one here cool. Of Dusty looks like he's dropping an elbow on some. Looks like a fan.
Yeah, it does. It does look like a fan. The guy's got like a shirt on.
But he's got a big fro, his big blonde fro, and he's got blood. I like this one here. It looks like he's got like his eye. Is popping out of his skull, but it's not. It's just the way that the light's hitting it because he's got like all this blood on him. It's some good. These are some good ones here. Yeah, just everything here is like Dusty's like bleed. Like Dusty had the best. He was a great bleeder, but he had the best like blood over his eye one. Like, I feel like that was his big deal is that he could really do a good blade job over his eye and give you, like, you know, it makes it look like he's, you know, it's obviously he's bleeding into his eye, but it just looks awesome. So, yeah, these are some great photos of Dusty Bloody. Magnum TA winning the biggest fight of his life. The memories of a horrible automobile accident 2 years ago will never go away, but it not only did it end wrestling Magnum's wrestling career, but it almost took his life. And
yeah, it sure did. And that's nothing we're going to choke around about.
No, it's a bummer, man.
Yeah.
I feel like Magnum, it's just a bummer that wasn't able to stick around longer and just, you know, I mean, maybe he wouldn't have lasted that much longer in the wrestling industry. I mean, I'm sure he would have, but.
Oh, I think he would have.
You think he would have still been like, think he would have stuck around to like, you know, probably through like late 90s?
I don't know about that long, but I think definitely into the mid 90s, yeah.
He definitely would have been, a pretty big player, I think, in mid-90s WCW.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have ended up in WWF.
I think, like, once Hulk Hogan came, like, in 94, that's probably when you would have saw him, like, kind of go away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he would have been a bigger deal if he would have not gotten in that car accident.
Yeah. That sucks. But, I feel like I need to go back and watch... what is it? Starrcade 88 or Starrcade 85. I want to see that match again with him and Tully. That's a great match.
I would have liked to have seen him maybe get a WWF run at some point. Like, maybe, I don't know how it would have happened, but maybe like he would have jumped to WWF and had like a kind of a little year-long stint there like a lot of those guys did.
Yeah, so. I feel like he would have been one of those guys that had like a very short stint and then would end up back in NWA.
Yeah, or WCW.
He would just been like, this is where I belong because I don't fit here.
Yeah.
But he would try it out.
Yeah.
I feel like Nikita would have had that too if Nikita probably have like a short, truncated career as he did. I mean, I know that it was definitely in the plans for him at some point. I feel like they're, you know, that's always been talked about that, you know, they wanted to get Nikita into the, you know, to have him wrestle Hogan at some point, but which one I think would have been great.
Yeah.
I think that's a missed opportunity. Big men, where have they gone? Where are all the big men gone? Look around. Seems that big wrestlers personify strength or whatever.
They show the Rock and Roll Express. They show Greg Gagne. It's like,
okay. That's not Greg Gagne.
Oh, no, there's a Greg Gagne quote down there. Yeah.
This is just an excuse for them to use photos that they had hanging out.
Santana profile.
Tito profile. He has established himself as one of the most popular wrestlers in the game in the past 10 years. I don't know if he was that popular.
Maybe like in the early 80s, but by 88, no.
No. I would say 85, 86 was probably the height of his popularity.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's another guy too. You know what? Has he ever been in a game?
I don't think so.
If Rick Martel can make it into a game randomly, Tito can make it in.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's fondly remembered. Everybody loves him. Give me Matador. Give me Strike Force. I want all that.
I want early 80s Tito with the figure four. That's the one I want.
Well, that's the thing. You give him the Tito, you got the figure four, you got the Flying Burrito. That's all you need. He didn't really have anything else. But, yeah, here he is wrestling with Bob Orton a bunch. So.
Hopefully he didn't get hepatitis.
No, yeah. And we also got a profile on the Sheik. A lot of text here. Barely any photos. If you're going to do a thing on the Sheik, you got to show. That's pretty much all you should see is photos of
him. Yeah, I want to see him setting guys on fire and biting people and all that.
Yeah. And then we got some random black and white photos. Ted DiBiase, another young Ted DiBiase photo. I love our young DiBiase. Oh, here we are. Wrestling's best kept secret. It is Flying Billy Robinson.
Billy Anderson,
excuse me.
That's how much of a secret he was.
Yeah, he is a popular Californian wrestler. For the last 13 years, Anderson has quietly climbed to the top of what? I beg to answer.
I love his outfit.
his mustache and his strongman 1920 strongman mustache.
Yeah.
And his boring ass singlet combination here. They have, some have unfairly branded him the Rodney Dangerfield of the wrestling world.
Oh.
Oh man. I that's what I love about magazines like this, is that you'll get stories about guys like this that like nobody you never would have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're like, oh, well, we took some photos of this guy wrestling and we had a few on thing. I mean, why not use it? Here he is wrestling Jimmy Snuka. You know, we got, you just got kind of basically like a thing, just talking about him.
Yeah. He's talking. Wrestling Dr. Wagner Jr. So he's definitely wrestling some, like, guys. So. Yeah.
He's out there. He's a babyface in Mexico. Yeah. He's out there. There was something in here about, I guess basically they talk about how he, wrestles a lot on the syndicated show, the WWF syndicated shows.
Oh, he must have been a jobber.
So he's basically a jobber, but, you know, it still counts.
Yeah.
So, and here he is. He's also a wrestling referee. Look at that.
He's a referee. He's
hanging out with Roddy Piper. And then apparently he's in the National Wrestling Federation teaming up with Bruiser Brody.
Wow.
Which I bet that was like one match, you know? Also, this is a thing we need to find this. The wrestling movie Grunt. You've heard of this, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Have you ever seen it?
No.
I want to see it.
They're saying he was in Grunt and Body Slam?
And Body Slam. I need to rewatch Body Slam. Because I haven't seen Body Slam. I think I've only seen Body Slam maybe at least once. Like when it was randomly thrust upon me from the video store back in the mid 80s.
I used to be on HBO a lot, so I've seen it numerous times.
We need to watch it again. We need to watch Body Slam, and I want to see Grunt. That's got to be up on YouTube somewhere. So, and then finally, our nostalgia corner. Just a lot of some old wrestling photos. I think my favorite one here is this picture of Captain Lou Albano and his masked tag team. We can't even be bothered to tell you who this team is. It's clearly the Executioners.
Mm-hmm.
I like that somebody put out a wrestling magazine and didn't bother to tell you who's in it. Like, that's just sloppy.
Just looked up on Online World of Wrestling, and Billy Anderson did work as enhancement talent and as a referee for the WWF.
No, I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, I'm not going to dispute that, but I do want to see him in, I do want to see him in Body. I want to watch Body Slam again.
Oh, he's been a stuntman, so he was probably just like a guy in the ring, like wrestling in Body Slam and Grunt and all that.
Well, they needed somebody to take a Body Slam. Yeah. So like whoever the actor is that's, you know, portraying the main wrestler.
Billy Anderson trained such wrestlers as the Ultimate Warrior, Sting, and the late Louis Spicoli.
That's about right. California guy.
Yeah.
Probably helping out with Rick Bassman's power team. He knows his stuff.
He sure does.
Well, I'm glad he got his due in this magazine.
He got a whole spread. He got more press on that magazine than he ever got in his life.
You know, shout out to Wrestling Today for giving some of the guys that you never hear of some love.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Where the hell are you finding this book? I've never. I mean,
eBay.
No, I'm talking like in 1988. Oh. Like.
I don't ever remember it either.
Where is Sean Merrick and Joe Todaro?
It wasn't in the Wegmans magazine aisle, that's for sure.
No, because you only found the Victory Sports Wrestling, or maybe, and I would only see the Aftermags and Main Event.
Yeah.
At least that's what I remember.
That was many a night my mom would just leave me in the magazine aisle while she did her grocery shopping. And that was like the 80s and the 90s. You could do that. You can just leave your kid in the magazine aisle.
Oh, that was great stuff.
Like, you didn't need a daycare. You just leave them in the magazine aisle. My mom would go shopping and I'd be reading the wrestling magazines. I'd be reading the heavy metal magazines and the comic books. That's what I would read.
I feel like we should do a hip parader randomly. Or yeah. Like a circus.
Something. Could talk Hit Parader. Yeah.
I feel like we need to bust one of those out.
Yeah.
So well, that's it for Wrestling Today.
Yeah.
The
Wrestling Today.
Today. Volume 5 from 1988. Super Sports Series. Not Victory Sports Series. Fuck Victory Sports Series. Super Sports Series. whatever other magazines you can find here.
I think those are the only two Wrestling Today magazines we have, and I don't think I'm going to buy any more.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Instagram. Well, I always say Instagram, but you can find us on...
You're on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, Joe.
I'm Sweatpants Joe. Yes, please find me on Instagram.
Find us there.
I enjoy my followers on Instagram.
100%. And also find us on Facebook. I Could Talk Kayfabe. And, hopefully we'll have some cool things. If you listen to the show, we'll
try. We're always posting on the Facebook, like some random photos we find, and people seem to like them. So
I think we need to do more of that, especially with shit from here. These are great.
Yeah.
Wrestling photos are the best photos.
They sure are.
Since we've been doing the show, I've become more appreciative of pro wrestling photos. I cannot enjoy them. It's just a blast seeing how some of it just this kid at work today, he was telling me he apparently watched apparently he was like, oh man, I used to, back in the day I went to like a wrestling match out here in LA or whatever, and I got some front row seats and I took pictures and stuff, and it was awesome photos, and I'm just like, yeah, wrestling photos are the best. So
but did he bring in the photos?
No.
Oh, of course not.
I'll see them next week, maybe.
Hopefully.
Maybe. They're probably not as good as these, though.
No.
So, but thanks for listening, folks. Find us also on, make sure you also rate and review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts.
Really appreciate it. I prefer Stitcher, but Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, do it up on Stitcher.
Yeah, like, I think you can review podcasts on Stitcher. So if you're listening to us on Stitcher, please review us on there as well.
Engage in your community.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, and next week we'll have another podcast.
What's our guy here?
Billy Anderson.
What would Fly Billy Anderson say?
What would his catchphrase be?
Watch out below.
Sunset flip, drop kick. Those were his signature moves.
Oh, okay. Sunset flips his move, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Sunset's going down.